Hi everyone, and welcome back to the podcast, where today I'm going to be talking to you about how to find your vision. And it's almost like your North Star to success, and it's so important for business growth and also to take your idea to market. Those who have a vision are 50% more likely to achieve market success. But not only that, it also is well known that employee engagement and employee satisfaction rates can also be increased just by having a vision. Now, I've worked with many companies before, and a lot of the time when I go into a company, I'm really keen to understand what is that roadmap and what is that vision that we're working towards. Now, most companies will have a roadmap maybe for the next few years, and some companies will have roadmaps for the next quarter. So usually a year is broken up into four quarters, and they will have objectives and key results, which is one framework. Some people use SMART goals. There's an array of different processes that people use for goal setting. My personal favourite is OKRs, objectives and key results, where we set an objective for the next 3 months and then we look at key results. And it's really helpful to have that vision and those metrics so everybody is on the same page, everybody is singing off the same hymn sheet, and we all know what we're working towards. So for example, if I go into a company and they are having a real challenge with engagement rate on a particular page, I'm going to say, okay, well, I can improve this, but what is the goal? And it's really important to look at, where are we now and where is it we want to go to? And I need to have or be able to somehow measure the distance and the gap between those two things that I'm looking for. Because if we don't have anything tangible to work from and towards, then how do you know if what you're doing is a success? Now, there does come with some disadvantages of this, and for those who don't like to be held accountable or be kept responsible, I'm not going to like this one, because when you have key results and metrics that you're sort of working towards, so as an example, you might want to increase your turnover, you might want to decrease one other area of the business using statistics, and you'll usually have somebody who's in charge of that key result, which I find quite exciting, because I know that every single day I know what I'm working on, I know what my goal is, and I know where I'm heading towards. If we don't know why we're going, it is like the blind leading the blind. And I really do question sometimes when I work in companies and they don't really have that North Star, they don't really know where they're going to. How do you know if you're doing well or not? And it's so important to have that vision. Vision gives us clarity in what we're doing, transparency. Also, I can fully understand where the metric comes from for improving and increasing employee engagement, is because if you've got a roadmap of where you want to go to and your team are all on board with that, it can make it almost quite exciting. It gets their buy-in. So it feels like every day that I come to work, it's worthwhile, because we're not just coming to work and doing the same job, going home and not getting rewarded for doing that. So when we have that North Star that we're working towards, that end vision, it can feel quite exciting. And usually companies who track their objectives and key results, if they meet them, and if they meet them earlier than that period ends, so before their end of their first quarter, for example, they'll usually celebrate it, you know, get pizzas in the office, get a few drinks. Maybe that person might get a bonus because they've helped the company achieve a certain goal. So you can really see how employee satisfaction can really help drive the company forward. It's so important. Having a vision is something that I think a lot of companies take for granted. Now, I holistically work on products and UX design, but UX does not work in silo. It's something that companies need to focus on in every element of that customer journey, from the moment the customer interacts to the moment the customer ends that interaction, which is usually upon that sale that they've made. But sometimes customer retention can be quite important if you've got a product that you're looking to get daily active usage on, for example, a SaaS product, software as a service. So it can be really important to follow these metrics and to also strive to have a vision. Now, if you go back and think about your normal everyday life, I don't know about you, but my everyday life's not quite normal, but say you wanted to lose weight, and I always use the weight loss example because it's something that everyone can relate to. And say we want to lose weight, and I don't really know what weight I want to be. I just say I want to lose weight. Well, if you don't really have a goal in mind, how do you know if you're doing good or if you're on target to that? And for those of you who are into the law of attraction, what we focus on, we bring into our attention. So I'm not into the law of attraction in the sense of you dream it and it happens, because to me, that's not how the law of attraction works. And if anybody has cared to watch The Secret or read the book, it's also not how the law of attraction works. It, for me, it's about focus. So if I bring to my attention that I want to lose weight, I sit down and I come up with a plan. Those people who put a plan together not only are more likely to take action, but are more likely to achieve results. So if companies adopt the visionary process and they adopt things like OKRs or SMART goals, or a way of tracking how their employees are doing, then what's going to happen is people are going to start to focus and become accountable to their goals. More focus means more action. More action means better results. So I think this is something that's so important for every single company. Now, even if you don't work in a company and you work on your own, the same rules apply. So not only do I set goals for different products that I'm working on, I also set goals for personal achievements as well. Like, where do I want to be? What do I want to do? What do I want to get out of this year? For example, me and my husband at the moment, we've got house goals because we're renovating a house. Now, what is it that we want out of this house? We've really got to sit down and think about it. The short-term goal and the long-term goal, which are both equally important. Now, if we just trundle along and don't really think about it and just do what we want when we feel like doing it, can you really think that we're going to achieve what we want to achieve? Probably not. Now, if we've got a goal that's really ambitious, which we think we have at the moment, because we want to do something that is, one, going to cost a lot of money, and two, needs a lot of consideration, without a plan, we just will not get there. Or it might happen, but there's a lot more risk involved. So it's so important to have a plan, a North Star. North Stars are usually something that the whole company's striving towards, or as an individual, might be something, but it might not be right now. We have to build those stepping stones to be able to get to that North Star. So that's why we break it down into incremental chunks, quarters. You can even break it down into weeks if you really want to, although it's not necessary, because normally to work towards those objectives, we'll usually have tasks then that we'll complete on a weekly basis. And each time we work on a task, it's sort of moving the needle to get to where we want to be. So without a vision, you're just going to be lost. As I said before, it's like the blind leading the blind. It just would not be possible. So I hope that's helpful, and I will see you next week.